Yeah, well, the technology today has quite a bit to play on that, too. You know, used to be back in the day of tapes, it would take an awful damn long time to try to manipulate, manipulate and make a video like you could today just off of 5 minutes of, 5 minutes of this and that, and you can make, you know, you can make anybody do or say anything, cutting and splicing and stuff. But back in the day of tape, you know, it took you hours. You had to bring the tape up to the spot you want to cut, you know, and then re-splice and go through all kinds of hell, and take you about 2-3 days to make a like a 10-second piece of propaganda. I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for, but you know, just stuff. That's bad. I'm gonna look for that tomorrow. I don't feel like looking for it tonight, but I'm getting ready to go to bed here in a minute. But I'm gonna look for it tomorrow. I want to see what all that's about, and then I'll form my opinion then. But you know, the only thing I was just saying is, you know, cutting his show for saying something about Charlie Kirk. You know, free speech is one thing, and you know, disrespecting a person who is loved. The death of a person, well, I mean, disrespecting, I'm not talking free speech. And then you cut his speech, that's no good. That's not what this country is for. But we don't want to have a, we don't want to become a censored country, okay? You see what happens out there in Iran and all the other countries because of it.
You said the exact right thing, Dave. Tomorrow you're going to research it yourself and form your own opinion. Do that. A lot of bad information. Form your own opinion. Go look it up yourself.
Hey, I got something.
Got that right, Sean. Go ahead, Ralph.
Now, the second Trump assassination attempt, what a joker. He's hiding in the bush. He has a rifle. I have one of them. I mean, they're top-loading, top-ejecting Chinese hump of junk, and he had a scope duct tape to the side of it. The reason you can't put a scope on the top of that gun because it's a top eject, and he had a Glock. What a joker!